training for entry, stay, exit, and recovery. In pet-assisted chaplaincy, some of the most important moments happen in four simple movements: entry, stay, exit, and recovery. These may sound basic, but they shape the whole tone of a ministry visit. Let's begin with entry. How an animal enters a space matters. A good ministry entry is calm, controlled, and non-disruptive. The animal is not dragging the chaplain into the room. It is not rushing the person. It is not instantly taking over the atmosphere. The first moments of a visit help people decide whether they feel at ease. If the animal enters quietly, stays near the handler, and responds to guidance, the room often remains calmer. If the entry is chaotic, the visit may start with confusion instead of comfort. Now think about stay. Once the visit begins, can the animal remain present without creating constant work? Can it settle near the chaplain? Can it remain stable during conversation? Can it avoid turning every pause into movement? Stay is not only a command, it is part of ministry posture. A strong ministry animal learns that some of the most meaningful moments involve quiet steadiness. Next is exit. A good exit is just as important as a good entry. The chaplain should be able to bring the visit to a close without tugging, scrambling, apologizing, or creating an abrupt emotional break. The animal should be able to leave calmly and cleanly. This matters because visits should end with dignity. You do not want the last memory of the encounter to be disorder. You want the person to remember peace, care, and thoughtful presence. And then there is recovery. Recovery is what happens after something unexpected. Maybe a sound startles the animal. Maybe someone reaches too quickly. Maybe the hallway becomes noisy. Maybe the room feels emotionally heavy. Can the animal return to calm? Recovery is one of the clearest signs of readiness. A ministry animal does not need to ignore every stressor, but it must be able to regain steadiness after surprise. If the animal cannot recover, the visit may stop being helpful. Training for these four movements takes repetition. You practice calm entry. You practice pausing. You practice settled presence. You practice controlled exit. And you notice what helps the animal recover. You also notice what weakens recovery. Too much stimulation. Too long in one setting. Too many new demands at once. Poor timing by the handler. Rushed transitions. This is why ministry training should be gradual. You do not just hope the animal will do well in real settings. You prepare the patterns ahead of time. There is also a lesson here for the chaplain. You need entry, stay, exit, and recovery too. Can you enter a room calmly? Can you stay without over-talking? Can you leave without awkwardness? Can you recover when a visit does not go as planned? The stronger the chaplain becomes in those areas, the stronger the pair often becomes together. So do not treat these four movements as small details. They are part of the architecture of trustworthy ministry. Entry sets the tone. Stay protects the atmosphere. Exit preserves dignity. Recovery protects stability. And when those four movements grow stronger, pet-assisted chaplaincy becomes more believable, more useful, and more humane.